For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosie here on day two of the 2016 NFL Combine alongside Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And today, Andy, we heard a lot of talk from a Gronkowski and about a Gronkowski.
And we know I'm the PFW Gronkowski expert. Yeah, Glenn Gronkowski, maybe the best fullback in the draft, was at the podium today talking about himself, but also talking, not surprisingly, a lot about his brother, the party cruise that was happening last weekend that he wasn't on. He was preparing for the combine, but he said everybody, teams, media, everybody's asking about the party cruise. But more importantly, I thought it was interesting that he said he's happy to be a Gronkowski. He doesn't have a problem living in the shadow of Gronk or growing up with all these brothers that get all the attention. He thinks it's pretty cool, and he's proud to be a Gronkowski.
You know, he talked about the work ethic of his brothers earning everything that they have gotten, and certainly it's a fun-loving family, and he certainly appears to be cut from that cloth as well, but also passionate like his big brother when it comes to football.
No question, and I think the little bit of a difference with him is he's a fullback A, which puts you sort of at the back of the pack in the draft circumstances. But also he wants to tell everybody, I'm versatile. I went to the Senior Bowl. I was an H-back. I was a fullback. I can be a tight end. I can do a lot of things for you, play special teams, because that's how he's going to carve out a career for himself. He's not 6'5". He doesn't have the soft hands to be the next Gronk. He has a little different path to take. But certainly work ethic, he has all of that, which every Gronkowski does. And if you listen to him, he's clearly a Gronkowski. They sound very much the same in their mannerisms and the way they speak. But again, the other aspect of Gronkowski today was all the tight ends that talked. Said they want to be like Gronk, obviously. I thought it was interesting, Tamarik Hemingway out of South Carolina State, who is more of a speed-based tight end, still said, I want to be Gronk. You watch him. Every time he takes the field, he puts on a show with his hands, with his blocking. He is what you strive for as a tight end. And even if you're a small school guy, don't back away from it. Say, I want to achieve that. I want to be like that. So a lot of the tight ends said Gronk is the measuring stick at this point.
And strong conjecture, the Patriots are in the market for a compliment to their Gronk. You mentioned size. You talk about hands. Another subject today, once again here at the Combine, the size of quarterbacks' hands.
Yeah, it's interesting with Jared Goff, who apparently just found out he has small hands. He says, all my life I thought I had big hands. I've been successful as a quarterback. I grip the ball. I throw the ball, good weather, bad weather. But they tell me here at the Combine, small hands. A lot of people have sort of mocked that. Even Duke Tobin, who's a front office guy with the Bengals, said, you know, you get guys, they go to the Senior Bowl, it's one measurement, and then they come here to the Combine, it's a different measurement. So I think, you know, the hand size, you watch the tape. If he plays in the snow and he can throw the football, that's all that matters. Whether, you know, it's sort of like the OJ thing with the glove. The glove doesn't have to fit. He has to fit the position of the quarterback that you need to throw the football.
Well, unlike Jared Goff, I've known it all along. I've got small hands.
Me too.
But a hand for Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosie.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.